Biblical Theology, Chapter 2, Continued. Names and Titles of Jesus. The name Jesus means Savior or Deliverer, Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. The name Christ means the Anointed One, John chapter 3, verse 34. Additional names and titles given Jesus Christ in the Bible include Advocate, 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, Almighty, Revelation chapter 1, verse 8, Alpha and Omega, Revelation chapter 21, verse 6, Amen, Revelation chapter 3, verse 14, Ancient of Days, Daniel chapter 7, verse 9, Author and Finisher of Our Faith, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, Author of Eternal Salvation, Hebrews chapter 5, verse 9. Begotten of God, 1 John chapter 5, verse 18. Beloved, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6. Branch, Zechariah chapter 3, verse 8. Bread of Life, John chapter 6, verse 48. Bright and Morning Star, Revelation chapter 22, verse 16. Captain of the Lord's Host, Joshua chapter 5, verse 15. Carpenter's Son, Matthew chapter 13, verse 55. Chief Cornerstone, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 6. Chief among 10,000, Song of Solomon chapter 5, verse 10. Christ, John chapter 1, verse 41. Counselor, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Deliverer, Romans chapter 11, verse 26. Door, John chapter 10, verse 9. Elect, Isaiah chapter 42, verse 1. Emmanuel, Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. Eternal life, 1 John chapter 5, verse 20. Faithful and True, Revelation chapter 19, verse 11. Faithful Witness, Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. First Begotten, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 6. First and Last, Revelation chapter 22, verse 13. Glorious Lord, Isaiah chapter 33, verse 21. Great High Priest, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14. Head of the Body, Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. Head over all things, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22. Headstone, Psalms 118, verse 22. Heir of all things, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2. Holy One of Israel, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 14. Hope of Glory, Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. I Am, John chapter 8, verse 58. Image of the Invisible God, Colossians chapter 1, verse 15. Jesus Christ our Lord, Romans chapter 1, verse 3. King of Glory, Psalms 24, verse 7. Lamb of God, John chapter 1, verse 29. Light of the World, John chapter 8, verse 12. Lily of the Valleys, Song of Solomon 2, verse 1. Living Bread, John chapter 6, verse 51. Lord God Almighty, Revelation chapter 4, verse 8. Lord of all, Acts chapter 10, verse 36. Lord our Righteousness, Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 6. Love, 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. Man of Sorrows, Isaiah chapter 53, verse 3. Master, Matthew chapter 23, verse 10. Messiah, Daniel chapter 9, verse 25. Most Holy, Daniel chapter 9, verse 24. Nazarene, Matthew chapter 2, verse 23. Only Wise God, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 17. Our Passover, 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7. Physician, Luke chapter 4 verse 23. Prince of Peace, Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6. Propitiation, Romans chapter 3 verse 25. Redeemer, Isaiah 59 verse 20. Resurrection, John chapter 11 verse 25. Righteous servant, Isaiah chapter 53 verse 11. Rock, 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4. Root of Jesse, Isaiah chapter 11 verse 10. Rose of Sharon, Song of Solomon chapter 2 verse 1. Savior of the world, 1 John chapter 4 verse 14. Seed of David, John chapter 7 verse 42. Seed of the woman, Genesis chapter 3 verse 15. Shepherd, John chapter 10 verse 11. Son of God, Romans chapter 1 verse 4. Son of man, Acts chapter 7 verse 56. Son of Mary, Mark chapter 6 verse 3. Stone, Matthew chapter 21 verse 42. Son of righteousness, Malachi chapter 4 verse 2. Sure foundation, Isaiah chapter 28 verse 16. Teacher, John chapter 3 verse 2. Truth, John chapter 14 verse 6. Unspeakable gift, 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 15. Vine, John chapter 15 verse 1. Way, John chapter 14 verse 6. Wonderful, Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6. Word, John chapter 1 verse 14. Word of God, Revelation chapter 19 verse 13. The birth of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was supernaturally conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. Matthew chapter 1 verse 23 and Galatians chapter 4 verse 4. In fulfillment of Isaiah's prediction, Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14. John says that the Word, Jesus Christ, became flesh and that God tabernacled among us. John chapter 1 verse 1 and verse 14. God became a man in order to redeem his creation from sin and fulfill the Davidic covenant as the promised king. Luke chapter 1 verses 31 through 33. His purpose in coming was to reveal God to men. John chapter 1 verse 18. Save sinners, Galatians chapter 1 verse 4. Destroy the works of the devil, 1 John chapter 3 verse 8. Judge mankind, Acts chapter 17 verse 31. Bring all things in creation into submission to God, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 20 to 28 and Ephesians chapter 1 verses 10 to 11, and intercede for believers, Romans chapter 8 verse 34. The early life of Jesus Christ. Jesus was circumcised according to Jewish law and presented at the temple, Luke chapter 2 verses 21 through 22. He lived in Bethlehem as a baby in Egypt for possibly a year and was raised in Nazareth. His childhood was characterized by his growth in wisdom, stature, and favor with God and man, Luke chapter 2 verses 4 through 52. He was subject to his parents, Luke chapter 2 verses 49 through 51, and was aware of his heavenly Father's business, Luke chapter 2 verse 49. His trade as a young man was a carpenter. The ministry of Jesus Christ. Jesus began his ministry with his baptism by John, Matthew chapter 3 verse 15 and John chapter 1 verse 31, followed by a time of temptation by Satan, Matthew chapter 4. The major purposes of Christ's ministry included revealing God to mankind. God became flesh and was revealed by Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. John chapter 1 verse 18. redeeming man from sin. It is through the death of Jesus Christ that you are freed from the bondage of sin in which the enemy has ensnared you. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 19. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 21. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Destroying the works of the devil. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. Judging mankind. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. John chapter 5, verses 26 through 27. Bringing all things in creation into submission to God, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 9 to 10. Interceding for believers. In heaven, Jesus is at the right hand of God the Father, interceding for believers, talking to the Father on your behalf. It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Romans chapter 8, verse 34. The death of Jesus Christ. All four Gospels record the death of Christ for the forgiveness of the sins of all mankind, the establishing of the new covenant, and the defeat of Satan. The key references regarding the death of Jesus are Matthew chapters 26 to 27, Mark chapters 14 to 15, Luke chapters 22 to 23, and John chapters 18 to 19. Old Testament prophecies foretold his betrayal and death. Jesus was betrayed by a friend, Psalm 41, verse 9. He was betrayed for 30 pieces of silver, Zechariah chapter 11, verses 12 to 13. Jesus was abused, Isaiah chapter 50, verse 6. Jesus was silent before his accusers, Isaiah chapter 53, verse 7. Jesus would be crucified for our sins, Isaiah 53, verses 4 to 6. Zechariah described the crucifixion, Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. Jesus would be numbered with the transgressors, Isaiah 53, verse 12. Jesus would be buried in a rich man's tomb, Isaiah chapter 53, verse 9. New Testament writers confirmed his death. Matthew chapters 26 to 27, Mark chapters 14 to 15, Luke chapters 22 to 23, and John chapters 18 to 19. Reasons why Jesus died. To reconcile mankind to God, Romans chapter 5 verses 9 to 11, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 18 to 19, Ephesians chapter 2 verses 14 to 16, and Colossians chapter 1 verses 20 to 22. To bear our sins, Hebrews chapter 9 verse 28 and 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24. To take away sins, John chapter 1 verse 29, Hebrews chapter 9 verse 26, chapter 10 verse 4, and verses 10 to 12, and 1 John chapter 3 verse 5. To forgive us of sins, Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7, Colossians chapter 1 verse 14, chapter 2 verses 13 to 14, and 1 John chapter 1 verse 9. To give us eternal life, John chapter 3 verses 14 to 16, chapter 10 verse 10, and verses 27 to 29. And 1 John chapter 5, verses 6 to 13. to do the will of God. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 7 through 14. To save sinners. Matthew chapter 9, verse 13. Luke chapter 19, verse 10. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. To fulfill the law. Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. Romans chapter 10, verse 4. To redeem those under the law. Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 to 14 and verse 24, and chapter 4, verses 4 to 5, and 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 to 19. To demonstrate God's righteousness, Romans chapter 3, verses 24 to 26, and 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. To manifest God's love, John chapter 3, verse 16, Romans chapter 5, verse 8, 1 John chapter 3, verse 16, chapter 4, verses 9 through 18. To bring lost mankind to God, Hebrews chapter 2, verses 9 to 10, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. To destroy the devil's power, Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 to 15. To fulfill the functions of a faithful high priest, Hebrews chapter 2, verses 17 to 18, and chapter 4, verses 14 to 16. To give his life as a ransom. Matthew chapter 28, verse 28. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 5 to 6. The resurrection of Jesus Christ. After his death by crucifixion, Jesus was buried, but he did not remain in the tomb. The story of his miraculous resurrection is recorded in Matthew chapter 28, Mark chapter 16, Luke chapter 24 and John chapter 20. Through his resurrection from the dead, Jesus gained victory over physical death. Those who become part of the kingdom of God may experience physical death, but they will also experience resurrection from the dead as he did. Because our King is eternal, we are part of an eternal kingdom and have eternal life. Old Testament writers foretold his resurrection. Examples are in Hosea chapter 6, verses 1 to 2, and Psalm chapter 16, verse 10. New Testament writers confirmed his resurrection. Complete accounts are given in Matthew chapter 28, Mark chapter 16, Luke chapter 24, and John chapter 20. Angels confirmed it. Matthew chapter 28, verses 5 to 7, Mark chapter 16, verses 5 to 7, Luke chapter 24, verses 4 to 7, and John chapter 20, verse 12. New Testament writers spend much time on the subject of resurrection. A classic example is in 1 Corinthians 15, where Paul says that if Christ is not risen from the dead, then he died in vain. He lied and we continue to lie. Preaching and practicing our faith is useless because a dead Savior can save no one, so we are lost in our sins. Our dead loved ones are gone forever, and we are to be pitied. But Paul concludes that these things are not true, because Jesus Christ lives. After his resurrection from the dead, Jesus appeared to many people, confirming the fact of his resurrection. His first appearance was to Mary Magdalene on resurrection morning, Mark chapter 16, verse 9, and John chapter 20, verses 10 through 18. He appeared to the woman returning from the tomb, Matthew chapter 28, verses 9 through 10. He appeared to two disciples on the road to Emmaus, Luke chapter 24, verses 13 to 32, and Mark chapter 16, verses 12 to 13. He appeared to Peter in Jerusalem, Luke chapter 24, verse 34, and 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 5. He appeared to his disciples, with Thomas being absent, Luke chapter 24, verses 36 to 43, John chapter 20, verses 19 to 23. Jesus appeared again to his disciples with Thomas present, John chapter 20, verses 24 through 29. He appeared to seven disciples on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, John chapter 21, verses 1 through 24. Jesus was seen by 500 believers at one time, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 5 through 7. He appeared to James, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 7. He appeared on the Mount of Olives and then ascended into heaven. Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. Luke chapter 24, verses 50 to 53. He was seen by Paul on the road to Damascus. Acts chapter 9, verses 3 to 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 8. He was seen ascending into heaven. Acts chapter 1, verses 3 to 11. The Ascension of Jesus Christ. The ascension of Jesus to heaven is recorded in Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 to 20, Mark chapter 16, verses 19 to 20, Luke chapter 24, verses 50 to 53, and Acts chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. After Jesus appeared to many people over a period of 40 days, Jesus led his disciples out to a mountain, gave them a final commission to preach the gospel to the world, and ascended into heaven in a cloud. Jesus was exalted to the right hand of God. Psalm 110, verse 1, Acts 2, verses 34 to 35. And currently reigns over the universe. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 20 to 22a. He is head over all things pertaining to the church. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 to 23. And 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 22. And has sent the Holy Spirit as he promised. Acts chapter 2, verse 33. He presently intercedes for all true believers. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. And will remain in heaven until time for him to return and establish the visible kingdom of God in final form. The return of Jesus Christ. The Bible reveals that Jesus will return to earth in what is called the rapture. Details of this return are given in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. Those who sleep with Jesus will come with him. The Lord will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with a trump of God. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Later, Jesus will return to earth in a second coming to subdue Satan and all enemies and to establish his eternal kingdom. See the chapter on eschatology in this manual for additional teaching. The Bible reveals that the kingdom of Jesus will be eternal. Of his kingdom there shall be no end. Luke chapter 1, verse 33. Every kingdom of earth and the kingdom of Satan will be defeated by the King of Kings. In the end, an announcement will be made that the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Revelation chapter 11, verse 15. The three offices of Jesus Christ. Christ is a prophet. In Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 18, Moses predicted that God would send another prophet like him to the people of Israel. John and Peter both witness that Jesus is that prophet. John chapter 6, verse 14, and chapter 7, verse 40. Acts chapter 3, verses 22 through 24. Christ functioned as a prophet through revelation from God, and was, in human form, the revelation from God. John chapter 1, verse 18. Christ is our priest. The prophet was God's representation to the people. The priest was the people's representative before God, so this means that Jesus Christ also functioned in the office of priest. Instead of offering Levitical sacrifices for sin, however, Jesus offered himself as a final sacrifice, once and for all the sins of all mankind. As a priest, he entered the Holy of Holies in heaven and opened the way for us to access the presence of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 34, and Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25, reveal that he presently makes intercession for us. Christ is our King. Jesus Christ fulfilled the office of King. In contrast to the greatest of Israelite kings, Jesus rules over the entire world. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 20 through 23. When he returns to earth in his second coming, he will assume his rightful place as the King of Kings. Revelation chapter 19, verse 16.